Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Unveiled this week, the Microsoft Surface Laptop and Windows 10S. Everything you need to know straight ahead.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. This week, Microsoft unveiled new laptops running a streamlined version of Windows, but its most ambitious product, its sleeky new Surface Laptop, is what Microsoft hopes will give it a competitive edge. Microsoft and partners also unveiled new laptops for students and teachers, a concerted effort to amp up its big Windows 10S operating system. We're going to get into all of it. Let's dive right in. Joining us now are our editors from the Wall Street Journal's Tech Bureau, Wilson Rothman and Brian Fitzgerald. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, Tanya.
So for a grand, I'm guessing you're going to get a premium top shelf design. Let's start with design. What kind of hype can this Surface Laptop boast here?
Well, you know, Apple set the bar with the MacBook Air a while ago, and they've kind of upped that a little bit with the latest MacBooks. But what you get, what we expect for $1,000 is actually pretty much what Apple's been giving us for $1,000. And I think there's the industry kind of rallied around that design a while ago. HP's like unabashedly copied it. Other people have copied it with a little bit less obviousness. But, yeah. You know, Microsoft came in to that price point with a very compelling new product, new design. And I think, given what they're selling for that much, I wasn't surprised. I think Fitzy was a little bit disappointed with some of the specs, maybe.
Well, what do you think, Brian? What was where did they go? Where did they kind of miss on the design hype?
Well, look, so there are many people who are more equipped to deal with tech design and reviews than I am. You know,
but as a consumer,
what struck me is just how much Microsoft is playing catch up. Is let's start with this $999, this nearly $1,000 Surface laptop that you're talking about. If you're Microsoft, you're staring at the next generation of hardware buyers, and they're all accustomed to using Google products and Apple products. That leaves very little room for Microsoft. If you're Microsoft, you have to do something about that, and that means getting in much earlier than the corporate workforce.
So how does Microsoft grab these young, oversaturated, device-minded students, you know, with these devices? How are they hoping to hook into that mind and develop that loyalty?
Well, they're not just going for the $1,000 laptop is the answer. They also got together with their OEM partners,
sure.
Dell, HP, Acer. Everyone had a model on display, and they were all in the 300 and under price range. And they all had at least 4 gigabytes of RAM. That was kind of the base spec for them to be able to run this new Windows that came out. I mean, let's not forget the real main event.
Oh, we're going to get to that. Yeah, sure.
Was Windows 10S, right, which is Windows but on Rails. It was like if you're at the bowling alley, it's Windows with the Rails so you don't get a
like
gutter ball.
Bowling. The bumpers. Okay.
Right. They are designed where you can't hack into it as much.
When you are trying to sell fleets of hardware
right.
to schools, you need it to really be uniform and easy to use if you want to crack the K-12 market. So they've done something right there, and that's by going under $300, easy to use, easy to set up. Clearly, Microsoft is making a play there.
They're really pushing like what Windows can do over a Chromebook.
Yeah, well, I don't think I think it's right. I don't think you'd hear Microsoft refer to this stuff as cut rate. We refer to it as low cost because they are.
Right.
But Microsoft would like to position it and say, well, they're not cut rate computers. They come with pens. They come with touch screens. They're going to be able to do mixed reality. So if you want some kind of augmented reality experience in your classroom, we're going to be able to provide that. And I think that's where Microsoft is going to try to differentiate. They also have one other differentiating factor, which is Minecraft. And it's kind of a jokey thing, but you know, it's just such a big deal with kids.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, huge strategic purchase on Microsoft's part. Everyone kind of scratched their heads when they dropped $2 billion on Mojang to buy that. But you're really starting to see the strategy there play out, which is turning Minecraft from a game into a platform to do a lot of things.
We're speaking to the editors of the Wall Street Journal's Tech Bureau, Brian Fitzgerald and Wilson Rothman, talking all things Microsoft Surface Laptop and Windows 10S. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Thanks for joining us. So you really see the strategy involved here, and obviously all of these devices are designed to amp up this big Windows 10 effort. One thing that's coming up, though, is the fact that this only runs with apps from the Windows Store. What's behind the specific move from Microsoft, and is this going to be an issue?
So before, you know, a couple years ago, if you said it was only available in the Windows Store, that generally meant it was a completely overhauled, redesigned app that was meant for touchscreen. What they've done very recently, they've allowed the older style of apps, if you will, to be placed into the Windows Store with a fairly straightforward onboarding process. So that's kind of the comparison. So now you're seeing finally full-fledged Windows apps. They put their own Office through this onboarding process. They pushed their own software, their own monster software through it to prove that it could be done. But what's still not there are things like, you know, there's a lot of games that are missing.
Wilson and I were talking about this yesterday, and, you know, we were going back and forth between, you know, how, you know, is this a mistake for what Microsoft is doing and doing what appears to be like a forking of Windows into separate versions. But where I came down is, you know, a mom or a dad walks into a Best Buy and picks up a $1,000 laptop. Kid sits down and suddenly realizes I can't get iTunes to sync my my iPhone with. It's a stumbling block that just from a launch point of view that just struck me as a bizarre thing to do with that $999 laptop is to load it with Windows 10S.
And this goes back to the Windows on Rails. Like, they're trying to encourage people, developers that is, to put their software in there. The way they're doing that is by shipping with Windows 10S operating system. But if you pay $49, that you can switch that Windows 10S into something called Windows 10 Pro. Mind you, it's basically the same exact operating system. It's just that the rails have been removed.
I refer to it as a tax, which probably isn't right, or it's kind of like
I definitely call it a gatekeeping fee. Yeah,
it's like a get off my lawn fee.
But used to be like any one of us could install a piece of software on Windows and screw up Windows somehow.
Right.
It used to be anything you wanted to do on a computer, you had to install an app.
Right.
And you could, I remember messing up PCs pretty badly and then going in deep to try to
fix
them.
Yeah.
You get that late night phone call from your aunt. Why doesn't my computer work?
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
What did you install?
Exactly. Well, on that note, there's so much more I'd love to get into, but so many podcasts, only so much time.
You see a competition for the studio?
Yes. In any event, this was a fascinating look into Microsoft's latest moves here. So, Brian Wilson, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Happy to be here.
Thanks again to The Wall Street Journal's Brian Fitzgerald and Wilson Rothman. That will end this edition of The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.